from Houston. I've been through hurricanes. So seeing it was just going to be maybe a one and not hit us directly, could have cared less.
They said this storm was coming in. They told us where it was coming in and we were going to have a lot of rain. You know, I've never had a flood yet. I went through Hurricane Ike.
I don't really know why I said I'd stay. I kind of said it with a smile. I kind of laughed and I said, I, in a question mark, I think I'm staying.
A day before the hurricane hit, I don't remember what day it made landfall, but I got out of there before then because I said, I'm not going to wait for nobody to rescue me. You know, well, I'm going to wait for the hurricane to hit to be rescued.
When I heard how serious it was going to be, I rounded up a team of about 5 or 6 people to go down there with me to do it, to go help out, to go do rescues.
We heard that there was a storm coming, but they said it wouldn't get over Category 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've done Category 1s a lot. This house has been here since 58, so
yeah.
Think of all the storms, okay?
So many times these storms are overhyped, so I didn't know what to expect. I didn't have any inclination in my wildest dreams it would be as bad as it was.
I wake up at 4:30, open the door, and I've got about 2 inches until water's in the house. So I'm like, okay, this is getting a little worse quicker than I was thinking.
Sunday morning, in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock or so, there was another tornado warning. I sort of made a bed in the bathroom and went and got my babies out of bed to wait it out in the bathroom.
If you were to put your hand on the chest of a horse and feel it breathing, the walls of the house started doing that number. I honestly, looking outside, I thought we were too late.
There was no way to get to anybody to find out which way to go. Baytown was flooded. Houston was flooded. Where were we supposed to go?
When I went in the bedroom, I was stepping in water. It was coming through the walls. I started mopping it up. I wasn't going to quit because that's just the way I am. I mean, this is my home. I was fighting for it.
I'll be honest with you. I had just one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life. And I'd made a decision where there was no going back. I called my girlfriend and told her, I've messed up. I'm trapped in Rockport.
You know, you're hearing all about the Barker and the Attucks reservoirs since it was at capacity. That evening is when I really started to hear that they were going to do the releasing of the water and that that could lead to flooding for us.
The first part was ugly. Those windows are the slide-open kind.
Mm-hmm.
We were holding them. They were bowing out, even with plywood on them. I mean, it sounded to me like about 40 hoarse old ladies were up in our trees screaming. I'm not lying. I can't even make that noise.
It looked like a Louisiana swamp outside. You just see water rolling by like I live on a lake or a river, hearing bullfrogs. And this is not the sound of a suburban Katy neighborhood.
So he called somebody with a boat, and the guy said, can you be ready in 15 minutes? And he came and got us in the boat. By the time we left, 15 minutes later, there were baby fish swimming in our garage. I mean, it's unreal. You can't picture it unless you've seen it. It was horrible.
We called Dickinson, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, I got a big jacked-up mud truck on tractor tires. I said, can I come help? And they said, yes, you can come help.
When I got here, we had hundreds of emails and texts from people who were stranded in their homes, and the water was coming up saying, could we rescue them? So we dispatched 10 of our delivery trucks and go through pretty high water to go pick up people.
So we saw a deal on Facebook that said that the town of Wharton was asking for help, said, I need helicopters. So we contacted him, and then I said, look, they got three helicopters sitting here right now. I said, you can count on us being there at daylight.
My people came from San Antonio with a boat. We ended up on West Park Toll, and it was a fire department there. You know, they embraced us. We jumped out there with the boat, and we went to rescue our people.
They didn't really know what to do, but I could tell people were trying to help. Finally, just asked who's ready to work. All these kids that were kind of doing things, they raised their hands. We did 20-minute rotations, checking in on people for water, and everybody just stayed working through the night.
My mother's in Beaumont. I'm going to be trying to find ways to get boats there because I got to get to them. They get a hold of a boat early enough today, I'm going to be there today.
So the days after, you know, we did a lot more, you know, search and rescues. Joint with the Coast Guard, the National Guard, and the Sheriff's Office. They didn't need as many people out there. We switched our focus to donations and still trying to get more pallets of water out to these places in need.
We've been filling up 4 or 5 trucks with stuff every day and just delivering it and getting rid of it. We'll go to these subdivisions and just attack all these subdivisions with the trucks and canoes and just go door to door delivering food and evacuating people. And we just kind of be doing that every day.
I knew when I left home, I was coming back to nothing, you know? I was coming back to nothing. I didn't have any insurance on anything, so I have to start all over again.
Somebody posted on Facebook, sort of jokingly, about PTSD from rain. Hearing the rain here Monday night, it normally would have been, oh, that's a nice gentle rain to sleep to, but it just made me want to vomit.
Now we're trying to figure out what to do, because I've never flooded before, so I didn't need no flood insurance. I didn't think I did anyway. We just got one big mess down here, and hopefully it somehow, some way, God will look over us and help us straighten it out.
One wouldn't believe half the stuff that happened. I mean, these guys swam probably 2 miles, treading water and swimming and walking in waist-deep water to try to get these cattle out. I don't know. We all estimate we moved about 2,500 head of cattle.
We have our own restaurant here, and so we house 400 people a night and fed them. And it's been quite the community event out here, and, you know, it's what we do. We sell furniture. We take care of the community. These are our people. We got to be here for them.
The people in my area, we did like a little group prayer last night, you know. We just try to stay positive for the most part. Try to keep each other lifted because we're all going through the same thing. And there's nothing that we can do to change it because it's God's will.
So it's been a new experience for me that I'm 59 years old and I have never evacuated before in my life other than leaving the town, you know. But I have never had to be rescued by boat. That was a new one.
I know that this is a short chapter in the life of our family. And we'll look back later and it's not going to be so raw.
We're just so grateful for the response that we've had from total strangers. I mean, every time I talk to these people, I start crying.